So I was having a conversation with my cousin from the Philippines, my cousin by marriage, and I had asked her, since she had just recently been to the Philippines in October, how are things on the ground with this, crazy ass Duterte guy? What's up with these extrajudicial killings and this unsanctioned and kind of almost maddening, almost murderous war on drugs? And I got a surprising answer from her. The surprising answer is this: they love it. See, as an outgrowth of the fact that the state had failed so miserably to curb corruption, drug use, crime, and to a lesser extent, terrorism, they felt like they weren't being heard, and they elected a strong man. A strong man who said, "I have and I can fix this type of stuff." So this mayor from this kind of small province in the Southern Islands, he used to be the mayor of Davao, it's a city down there, rose to prominence in saying that I'm going to stop these drugs, this corruption, by any means necessary. She says that they feel a lot safer walking the streets. So, as a kind of a side take on this, based on all the, hysteria and hyperbolic rhetoric coming out of the press when it comes to like Duterte's, insanity and his war on crime and drugs and stuff like that, keep in mind, the rank and file Filipino voted for this. And if my cousin's talks My to talk with my cousin and her feet people back in the Philippines is any indication, they're cool with it because they just wanted someone to stop it. Doesn't that sound eerily familiar? So, something to think about, man. When people cry out for a strong man, history proves that they get that strong man. And that strong man will use whatever tactics he feels necessary as long as he is popular to bring about peace and prosperity. This cat just believes you kill criminals on sight and you run roughshod over the, institutions to do so. And while it isn't out of the realm of his constitutional authority to do so, it does upset the, rank and file NGOs about the horrors of it. I mean, thousands of people have just been killed, and tens of thousands of people are just sitting in crowded jails and stuff like that. And he's instilled absolute fear of being a user, a pusher, or even associated with those people. But because of that, the rank and file Filipino feels safe. So, something to think about. Perspective.